You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Peter DeLorenzo, a U.S. automotive industry insider who runs the website AutoExtremist.com. He's also the author of the book, The United States of Toyota, which explains how the U.S. lost its dominance in domestic auto sales. He joins me now to explain the state of the U.S. auto industry as the Big Three ask for significant government intervention. And Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Just exactly how dire are the straits for the Big Three, and which ones are in worse shape than the others?
How dire is the situation? Well, GM could be out of business before President-elect Obama takes office if they do not get a bridge loan. Chrysler is a unique situation because they are a privately held company now, but all indications suggest that they are going to be taken over or parted out. And Ford is in a little better shape, maybe able to survive till spring. But generally, the domestic automobile industry is in dire shape.
What more than anything else is responsible for the ocean of red ink we're seeing at these companies?
Well, it's kind of a perfect storm of events. The spike in gasoline early in the year set off a chain of events, and it really altered the consumer mindset quite a bit, and I think most people realize now, whereas before, and in previous spikes, they realize now that, you know, even though gas has fallen back down again, it's never going to be cheap again. And that moved the consumer mindset away from buying large trucks and SUVs for personal use. And the financial crisis that's swallowed up this country has basically decimated the credit market and the ability for consumers to get credit to buy vehicles. What's happening is the car companies are burning huge amounts of cash to stay open. General Motors was going through $2 billion a month. It's not an indefinite thing. They have reached the end of the road, and that's why they are asking for this bridge loan.
So how much money do you think they need, and how long would it last?
The $25 billion that's been already spoken for is to develop advanced technologies. That's a separate issue. I think they need $25 billion now and another $25 billion before April to allow them to regroup and get back on track to doing what they've already set into motion. All their future plans, also all their future product programs, are all, I've been privy to most of them. They've got outstanding vehicles in the pipeline. They have a new labor contract that goes into effect at the beginning of 2010 that allows their workforce to be globally competitive. That money is needed to basically buy them time so that they can get situated and go in the right direction.
What happens when the $25 billion runs out? And what I'm asking here, Peter, basically, is there are people who are concerned that there's so much overhead at these companies, they have so many legacy costs, such as pensions and health care benefits for retirees going back decades, that it won't take long for this money to be exhausted and the industry could be right back where it is right now.
Well, yes, that is a concern, but I actually believe that these companies will not only survive with this bridge loan, but thrive. I don't see them coming back for more, but I have heard that, and I understand people's concern. But I believe that if they do get this bridge loan now, it will allow them to finally move forward and not have to come back and ask for more.
You said you're kind of privy to the plans of transforming the industry here domestically. What are some of those plans that give you the confidence that they can turn around? It's been a pretty dismal stretch here.
Yeah, well, first of all, they have some excellent, outstanding even products on the ground now, class-leading products, products that deliver fuel efficiency, safety, quality, durability, and value. There's a perception gap, though, that the American consumer doesn't believe it, which is also hurting them. But I've seen the advanced technology that's coming. I've seen the future product programs for these companies that would be actually quite shocking in their scope and in their fundamental shift in the direction they're going, much more efficient vehicles. General Motors has the Chevrolet Volt coming, which is the electric vehicle with the onboard gasoline engine assist to charge the batteries. with the capability of going 40 miles on a single charge. I really believe that the American car companies are not only going to be just competitive, I actually think they have the capability of leading this advanced technology move that the industry is going to.
We're talking with Peter DeLorenzo, Automotive Industry Insider. His book is The United States of Toyota. And Peter, you talked about the precarious nature of General Motors, to put it mildly. Could be a reality that they're not even in business by the time the administration changes over to the Obama team in a little over 60 days. What's the impact on the economy if one of these companies is allowed to fail?
Well, first of all, if GM is allowed to fail, it's not just GM. It's thousands of suppliers that depend on GM for their business and livelihood, and which would be owed money, and they would go under too. And those suppliers work for Ford and Chrysler. They also work for the import transplant factories, so it could affect the whole system. If it's allowed to continue in this gradual avalanche, we're talking 3 million people out of work and adding up to $150 billion in lost personal income. At this point in time in our history, with the worst financial crisis we've faced in 7 decades, I don't think this country could stand a hit like that.
We've heard that in exchange for this money, if in fact it is allocated by Congress, in exchange the government will get an ownership stake in the industry. Good news or bad news?
Good news, as long as they don't decide that they're going to design cars for us, because I really don't want Nancy Pelosi to design my next car.
We'll leave it there. Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
Peter DeLorenzo, U.S. Automotive Industry Insider. His book is The United States of Toyota. His website is autoextremist.com. This is Dateline Washington.